Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Gray Sherrill. Welcome to Comics Nexus, and this is my first podcast. Hopefully this will be a recurring thing. I mean, if you guys like it, I've never done this before, so if you hear a lot of ums, if I seem a little unsure of myself, never done this before. Anyway, I just kind of wanted to do a little rant, didn't really want to type, so I figured podcast it. But anyway, theme of the night is Ultimates. Not like the book Ultimates, I mean the Ultimate line as a whole. And you know, I got an issue with this. I mean, you have the Ultimate line, you had Mark Miller doing Ultimates, you had Brian Bendis doing Ultimate Spider-Man, Mark Miller Ultimate X-Men. It was good. It worked. It was kind of original. Ultimate Spider-Man by Bendis, great book, no denying. Ultimates 1 and 2, Mark Miller, Brian Hitch, words can't describe. Ultimate X-Men has its moments. I mean, as long as you can ignore about 3/4 of the book, you're good. I mean, I've read the whole thing, but ignore about 3/4 of it. Anyway, the whole problem here is, I go into a Jeff Loeb rant right now, because Ultimatum is pretty much what I call the death of the entire Ultimate line. And, you know, as much as I've tried to support it since, it has not rebounded. Ultimate Spider-Man came back as Ultimate Comics Spider-Man. It had a nice little wave of momentum. And a couple weeks ago, I made a comment in a headline saying, Spider-Girl canceled, what am I going to drop? Ultimate Spider-Man. No, not to Bendis, but the book has been spinning its wheels its entire run. Like, nothing has happened since the book relaunched. It's like, he has long hair, now it's short. He has a crappy job, nobody cares. He lives with Human Torch and Iceman, still, nobody cares. Lives with Gwen, dates her, she dumps him almost immediately. MJ is still his neighbor, they broke up, but she's still kind of stalkery. And you know, everybody loves him, so of course they had to make everybody hate him again. And I think that's where I drew the line. It's like, yeah, I'm all about the chameleon, and I'm all about, you know, Spidey not being superhero number one. But if you're going to introduce a new status quo like that, you can make it last longer than 15 issues. I'm just saying, like, that just doesn't make sense to me. I mean, you can't really get the right... What's the word? You can't really get the right impact out of it if you're just rushing through it. And it really does feel like Bendis is just, well, rushing. He's got, you know, I bet he's got a plan in mind, but at the same time, with all the work he's putting into the Avengers line, everything else he's doing, I really think the Ultimate Spider-Man he's just doing so he can say, I'm still doing Ultimate Spider-Man. And maybe, just maybe, it's time for him to let that go. He went ahead with Bagley and they set the record longest run by a writer artist team. You know, it's a record. I mean, sure, they've had a couple other runs had to get broken up. Had Spider-Girl not been canceled the first time around, had Sean McKeever not done his fill-in issue, that book could have made it there too. I mean, a lot of books have it, but you know, let Bendis have it. Bendis is the golden boy, and you know, I can understand that. He's the money. Like he's money for them. But, you know, Ultimate Spider-Man is just, it's just not fun anymore. And that's the problem. Like, the book should be fun. The point of it is supposed to be fun. You know, the point of Brand New Day was to make Spider-Man fun, but there's nothing fun there. There's nothing fun in Spider-Man right now. Spider-Man is your fun character, and I can't remember the last time he was fun. Wait, nope, lie, that's a lie. Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man by Peter David was canceled for one more day. It was fun. It had Peter with a supporting cast. MJ didn't appear in the book despite they were happily married. So essentially it was everything that One More Day had to get rid of for Brand New Day to have. Because if you ask Quesada, Spider-Man can't have a social life if he's married. Because married people are boring and married people can't have friends. And despite that I have several married friends and, you know, I'm a single dude, you know, these people that I'm friends with, they don't exist because married people don't have friends. They don't have social lives. Marriage makes you boring. Not going to rant about Spider-Man, another day. Ultimates. Ultimates 1, brilliant. Ultimates 2, not as good, but still pretty freaking awesome. Ultimates 3, Jeff Lowe, what the fuck? Had to drop it. What the fuck? I mean, honestly, what the hell is going on there? Ultimates 4 didn't even happen, so they led into Ultimatum. Ultimatum, crap. Let's kill everything we can randomly so we can reboot and only have minor little differences. What's different coming out of Ultimatum? Fantastic Four doesn't exist anymore. The X-Men are... Well, mutants have a shoot-on-sight order, apparently. And people love Spider-Man. So, what happens next? New Ultimates by Jeff Loeb is supposed to be like, you know, the face of the Ultimates, like the Avengers. But it's had like three crappy issues. Then Mark Miller's writing Ultimate Comics Avengers. You know, I said Loeb's doing New Ultimates, but Miller's got Ultimate Comics Avengers, which is the Black Ops team, apparently. And the book's fun. I mean, it's different. It's Miller trying new things for six issues at a time. And it's fun. It's nothing special. It doesn't compare in the least, but it's Ultimates 1 or Ultimates 2. But it's the most readable thing in the entire Ultimate line right now. I mean, I've given the Bendis miniseries a shot. They're not that good. I give Ultimate X a shot. I don't get the point. I mean, you're assembling a team of X-Men based around Wolverine's bastard son, who is raised by Heather and Jim Hudson. What? Like, did you really just bring in Mac Hudson for that? I mean, just, you know, problems arise. And then, you know, Jean Grey's wearing a wig and using her telepathy to fuck with people. And there's some random dude who can turn into, like, an eagle. I mean, I don't get it. Like, the X-Men were fine before. Okay, yeah, brand new day kind of status quo. You know, everything's different. Nothing's going to ever be the same again. But you have to do something with it. And all mutants get shot on sight. Follow up on it. Cyclops got headshotted. Nobody's mentioned it. It's just like, who's still alive? Well, we got rid of Wolverine. Yay, do something about it. I mean, they're trying so hard to set it apart that it almost feels like Wildstorm. But Wildstorm has a little uniqueness to it. DC looked at it and realized they had two imprints, the DC Universe and the Wildstorm Universe. Both had superheroes, but the differences weren't really that great. You know, you could kind of see Wildstorm things happening in the DC Universe. And, you know, the Captain Atom miniseries was an excuse to be like, here's a DC hero there so you can see how different it is. Well, the best thing about that was Worldstorm. Got them to just reboot the whole thing. But at the same time, they rebooted the whole universe, and nothing really changed. And they did World's End. And then everything changed in all of the books. Post-apocalyptic world is over. And you know what? It was cool. I read Authority all the way up until Abnett and Lanning left. I've read the Wildcats run. I've checked out some of the Gen 13. It's a cool status quo. And, you know, the writers are playing around with it. They're having, you know, the most fun they can with this, you know, the end of the world has happened status quo. And it makes it different from anything else DC publishes because, you know, you're not going to see the end of the world happening in Superman. But you can read Amazing Spider-Man and get the same story as Ultimate Spider-Man. But the difference is one of them is 15 and one of them is in his 20s. I mean, there's just not that many differences. And that's the problem with the Ultimate line is that they keep trying to make it unique and on its own, but they just don't do it. They keep saying that they're going to and saying that they're going to, but the more you read it, it grew hollow. And like, I'm not saying you need to stick a fork in it and it's done. You just need some fresh faces to do it. Like, take Bendis off of Ultimate Spider-Man, you know. Glazer talks about Paul Tobin, the guy who's doing amazing. He's going to be doing Spider-Girl. The guy who's the Marvel Adventures line. Let him give it a shot. I mean, give Sean McKeever a shot. You know, find somebody who likes doing teen characters, who has not been doing the book to death for the past 10 years, and give him a shot. You know, your sales might dip because it's not Brian Bendis, but the fact is, a fresh voice could make the book better than it's been in years. Same thing for the whole line. Loeb hasn't been doing anything for you guys. I mean, like, you know, whatever you want to say, they want to say about Red Hulk, fine. But when it came to the Ultimate line, all he really did was take it out back in Old Yeller. And while Mark Miller's fun, you know, his book is it's the highlight of the line, and that's not saying a whole lot. So, you know, I wouldn't miss Ultimate Comics Avengers if it went away. I'm sure a lot of people feel the same way as I do. And you can get a lot of mileage if you just reboot the line, not under new titles or new directions, or, okay, yeah, new directions, not under new titles, but just under new creative teams. Don't go back to your fallback guys, you know. You don't need Bendis there. You don't need Mark Miller there. Bring in some fresh blood. You know, it's Marvel Comics. They're built on fresh blood. Take Zeb Wells and give him Ultimate Comics Spider-Man. There you go. That's a winner right there. Zeb Wells, people loved his, you know, amazing run. Let him do Ultimate. I mean, it's just ideas. Marvel just needed to take the Ultimate line, make it different, make it unique, and then you got something. Because as it stands right now, it's just kind of a poor man's Marvel Universe. And while it used to be must-read, like what's going to happen next, now it just kind of happens. I don't even know the books are out until I see them in Diamond List. Like, you know, the thrill is gone. So, Ultimatum just crispy fried it. I don't know. One fan's opinions, right? Anyway, that's about all I got for you guys tonight. So, if you like it, let me know. And if not, well, I'll probably do another one anyway, so too bad. But, you know, once again, Gray Sherrill. And hope you all having a good one. Signing out.